This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live. This is The Alex Jones Show into the third hour. Pastor Rodney Brown is coming up shortly. But we're sticking with European news right now because this is out of Fox News. You probably remember we covered this a couple of months ago. Swedish student who refused to sit down on flight in effort to stop man's deportation to Afghanistan is indicted. A student who live-streamed her dramatic efforts on a plane to stop an asylum seeker from being deported to Afghanistan in July was indicted by Swedish prosecutors Friday. This is Ellen Ersson. Stunning and brave, as I'm sure you've seen, a student at the University of Gothenburg and a volunteer with refugee groups who broadcast her broadcast went viral as she attempted to stop a flight from Gothenburg to Turkey. Basically, she stopped the plane from taking off. The man was taken off the plane, but now the indictment, which was issued in a district court in Gothenburg, said Ersson violated the Swedish Aviation Act by remaining standing when the plane was set to take off. She could face fines or up to 6 months in prison if convicted. This is Sweden. She'll probably get away with a slap on the wrist. She did so with the intention of preventing the plane from departing, James von Rees, a prosecutor, told Swedish news outlet Svenska Dagbladet. Can't say that, but whatever. Now, the key point is, which they don't mention in this article, I think they mention it at the end of the Fox News article, but they don't get into any details. This migrant who she saved in her activism literally took a power cord, wrapped it round his little kids' necks and his wife's necks, and tried to strangle them. That is the reason he was being deported. He also smashed his wife's head on the floor. Okay? So this idiotic young woman, 21 years old, undoubtedly calls herself a feminist. She literally prevented a wife beater, a woman abuser, from being deported. Prevented a violent criminal who beats up women and children, who tries to strangle women and children, from being deported. There is no greater example of that than pathological altruism than we saw in that case. Now she faces 6 months jail time. She'll probably get like a $200 fine. Nothing will happen because it's Sweden and it's a joke of a country. Meanwhile, in France in shock as video of student threatening teacher with gun in class goes viral. I think we've got this footage as well that we can roll as I'm talking right now. An appalling video showing a student in a French school threatening a teacher with a dummy gun in class has shocked France. Questions are being raised about the regularity of such incidents and the authorities' response. But basically, this guy wants the teacher to mark him down as present in the class when she wants to mark him as absent because I guess he was late. So, you know, just as any reasonable, right-thinking person would do, he whips out a fake gun and shoves it against her head. The viral footage initially distributed on Snapchat shows a class in school in Creteil commune in southeastern suburbs of Paris. What a surprise, it's in Paris. And of course you can see what's happening right there in the clip. It was an airsoft gun, it was a BB gun, it wasn't a real gun. But of course it was a shocking and intimidating situation. The teacher filed a complaint. Two 16-year-old students were taken into custody. The student who made the obscene gestures was soon released while the main perpetrator is in custody and will stand before juvenile court on Sunday. Again, nothing will happen. We've had reports out of France and Germany absolutely shocking in these migrant-dominated areas. There was one out of Germany where, oh, by the way, Macron wants Europe to invite in 200 million people from Africa and call it Eurabia. He came out with that statement a few months ago. But there was a case in Germany where it was literally a girl, a blonde girl in a school full of migrants who was getting bullied because she did not wear a hijab, a Muslim headdress. So the mother of this young girl took her to the headmaster's office and said, what are we going to do about this bullying? She was literally being beaten up for not wearing a hijab. The headmaster said, put her in a hijab. Total capitulation. The bullying epidemic in some of these migrant-dominated schools, they see the article about that, is completely out of control. Meanwhile, 42% of children under 6 in West Germany come from migrant background, study reveals. You see how this problem is probably only going to get a lot worse. That's going to wrap it up for my segment, but join us with Pastor Rodney Brown. This is the Alex Jones Show live after the break. Don't go away.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Rodney Al Brown here, Revival Ministries International, Tampa, Florida. So honored to be hosting the show today, the next 2 hours. And we're going to have special guests. It's going to be pretty awesome. And we're going to be discussing some very important things for America. You know, I came from South Africa to America as a missionary over 30 years ago. The Southern Africa region is in an upheaval right now, all because they opened the borders. In a country that should have 55 million, we have 100 million people. Now, I know there's people that would like to dispute me on that, but they don't know that I've spoken to people inside the Census Bureau in the city of Pretoria that told me, they said, we cannot go official with the number. But he said, unofficially, there's 100 million people in this country. So that puts a strain on everything, the food supply, the jobs. Now you have the tribes of the north and the tribes of the south that are now coming into conflict because the northern tribes are taking the southern tribes' jobs. So you have black-on-black violence in the townships. It's an upheaval. People are hacking people to death. Then you have the killing of the farmers, which many people say, well, that's because of apartheid. But really, that's what they do even in Venezuela. The first thing that communism, I'm going to call it by the right name, the first thing communism does is destroy the food supply of a country. Because if they destroy the food supply of a country, they can control people. And so this is what's taking place. Black-on-black violence, the killing of the farmers, open borders. Beyond that, you have China that's actually colonizing whole parts of Africa right now. The nation of Angola has allowed the Chinese to come in, help build roads and infrastructure. For that, the Chinese have signed a treaty with them to allow 3 million Chinese will come into Angola. Basically, in the next 20, 30 years, Angola will not be Angola anymore. I believe in the nation states. God is the one that instituted nations and languages from the Tower of Babel and actually set up the demarcations. Everything is pushing for a new world order and a one world government. And this has all been run by the private banking cabal. So when you see this migrant caravan heading up from South and Central America, it's because they tried to push the open border narrative, even though the president, and I'll just say this, had President Trump not got into office 2016, I cannot even begin to imagine for one second what would have taken place had Hillary Clinton gone into office. Because everything's pushing towards the North American Union. Canada, United States, Mexico. Why? You can even see in the upcoming 2026 World Cup which will be 2 hours, 2 years after President Trump leaves office. That's if he serves a second term. They will celebrate the World Cup soccer, three countries, Mexico, America, and Canada. What's that? That's the North American Union. People have no clue. They think this is all just, you know, we've got to be nice and just allow people to come in. And I'm an immigrant. I'm a legal immigrant. I came here legally. There's a right way to come to country, and there's a wrong way to come to country. You cannot. It's impossible. A nation cannot survive if the borders are open and you just allow everybody to come in. And then you put them on basically food stamps, welfare, and put the burden on the taxpayers. Already our national debt is what, over $21 trillion. It's impossible to even pay that back. Many people have no clue what's actually going on. And I know there's a lot of people think that this is a Republican and Democrat thing, but you don't understand. Two heads of the same snake. The whole system functions when people are in opposition to each other. The whole system functions when there's factions, when there's fighting, when everybody blames everybody else, but they don't really see the person behind the curtain. This is so important. As you see on the screen, it says, Ronald Reagan said, a nation cannot control its border, it's not a nation. America is America. And right now, the flame of liberty is flickering. You know, in just a little while, when we go come back from the station break, I'm going to have a guest minister on with me. We're going to be talking about the upcoming election. And he has been helping us. And, of course, he has his own ministry. But we go into the inner cities of America because we realize that the inner cities is one of the biggest boiling pots. And any place the meltdown would take place would be in the inner cities of the United States. And we've been in many, 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 many inner cities over the years. But what Christians don't understand is that if you do not vote, you actually are allowing tyranny to come in. And I'm not here to tell you anything other than you people better wake up. We have a window to turn this thing around, a total window. Had Hillary got in, obviously you can imagine what would have happened on the Supreme Court. And the whole plan was to sack the Supreme Court so that they could then move in, change the Constitution, and nullify the Second Amendment, then go for gun confiscation and go house to house, which some said they wouldn't do it. That is the plan. That is the agenda. And when you don't understand that America was taken over a long time ago through the schools and even the churches taken over, the seminaries taken over, the whole narrative to preach a weak gospel that has no power that's attached to it, no presence of God, question everything, the virgin birth, the cross, the blood, the resurrection. We wrote all about this in my book, The Killing of Uncle Sam, which you can get on InfoWars store. You can order it. The audio book is available, and it covers 200 years of history. It even talks about South Africa and Cecil John Rhodes and the whole plan of the globalist agenda. We're working on the second book as we speak, which will come out in the early part of next year. We did this to educate people because I've never met so many ignorant people. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be rude, but I've never met so many ignorant people concerning about what's actually happening in the world. People just think there's just forces out there and we can control it and do whatever. All that has to happen for evil to prevail is for good people to do absolutely nothing. And so that's what you see, InfoWars being muzzled. You see them being shut down off of YouTube, off of Facebook. But let me tell you, you can shut as many people down, but you will not stop freedom. Freedom, like a fire, will burn across America. And I want you to know, God is not finished with America. God's not through with the United States. His hand is on this land, whether you like it or not. And I believe we're going to see another great spiritual awakening and the fire of God. And we need people that are going to open their mouth and speak without any fear of anything. Because if we don't speak out, Let me tell you right now, we're going to lose everything that we have. In the fourth hour, I'm going to have on with us a constitutional attorney, Chris Ann Hall, and we're going to be talking about some things constitutionally concerning America. So let's do this right now. I want to play you a little clip on the new book that's coming out next year. Let's roll it.
It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather. He who controls the weather will control the world.
So the second book, Killing the Planet, we're going to go in just a few minutes to a station break. We're going to be back with evangelist Jonathan Charlesworth, and we're going to be talking what Christians can do in the upcoming election that's taking place just inside of 2 weeks. It's imperative that people wake up. We cannot let America slide into the abyss, and right now it's hanging on by a thread.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
A dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Rodney Al Brown here, Revival Ministers International, the River Tampa Bay Church, coming from Tampa and hosting the third hour. And we're talking about some of the critical problems facing America in this hour. And I just wish more preachers would speak out, because basically you don't understand, your congregation is at stake. And so if you don't speak out, basically you're failing. You're failing your congregation. The Bible speaks specifically about a watchman on the wall. And if you see the sword coming, you have to warn the people. If you don't, the blood of the people will be on your hands. If you do and the people listen, they'll be saved. If they don't listen, then their blood will be on their hands. I'm blessed to have a guest with us today in the studio, Evangelist Jonathan Shuttlesworth, based out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Grabbed a hold of the fire and the anointing to go into cities and win the lost, which is what we are doing. We're working tirelessly to go in and bring the gospel message of Jesus Christ to change the hearts of individuals. And just a few weeks ago, Jonathan did a program that he aired on his television program, 1 hour, just about Christians voting, President Trump. So I thought it'd be great today to have him. Let's talk, because there's just two preachers talking today, which you're probably going to hear some things that you don't hear preacher talk about. Jonathan, great to have you with us.
Thanks
here
for having me on.
So let's talk a little bit about what did you address on the program?
What you opened with in the beginning. You know, everybody's going to see life through a lens. When you see life through the lens of Bible prophecy, that there's an antichrist system that wants a one-world government, then it takes all the personality out of who to vote for, Hillary or Trump, who's had an affair, who you like better. You understand that, you know, if you don't have the Bible, then you'd say, what's so wrong about the border being collapsed? But when you see in the Bible that it's not going to bring about peace, it's going to bring about the worst 7 years planet Earth's ever known, then it takes all the personalities out of it, and you see that what's going on right now, even at our southern border, it's not a bunch of people that want to make it to America. It's a contrived attempt to collapse the last sovereign nation on earth to bring about a one world government. And that's why it's worth fighting for. When America falls, or if you let America fall, all of civilization collapses with it, and it brings about the one world government that the Bible says we're supposed to actively resist.
So, I mean, you can see the leaders calling for it. You see,
that's right.
From France's leader to Germany's leader to the Pope, even calling for open borders.
Correct.
That it's not Christian. Now, one of the contention things in America has been the fact that, well, how could people even vote for Donald Trump? So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, you know, they'll always try to play on the holiness thing to get Christians to vote one way or not vote away. So they bring up affairs. Donald Trump said, how can any Christian, which is what I titled my program, how can any Christian support Donald Trump? So they'll bring up, look, he's had affairs. He uses foul language. Well, number one, the election wasn't between Jesus Christ and Donald Trump. It was between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And so any fault you find with him, you can find with her. But like I said, when you take the personality out of it, and the Bible not only talks about the Antichrist with a capital A, it says there's many Antichrists with a small a. that anybody that's going for the objection or the objective of a one world government and one world money system, the Bible says in Revelation 13, that's the Antichrist system, that he ordered every man, both great and small, slave and free, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and no man could buy or sell without that mark. When you see people pushing for that objective, I don't care if they have been married for 50 years and go to church every day. They are of an Antichrist spirit, because the Spirit of God, like I heard you teach before, that God actually likes nations. God didn't institute one world government. He loves nations and variety. And so all the conflict you see right now is over that.
Which you can see, like with Brexit, where the British people voted to exit the EU. They're like a millstone tied around their neck, where they can't even fish their own waters. They can only have 10% of the fishing.
Correct.
And there's a Norwegian trawler off catching all the British fish. And Belgium is deciding where you can't grow strawberries or whatever. And basically, they're actually in prison and have no clue. So now you see them marching, you know, the anti-Brexit and all that kind of stuff, because that's all pushed by the globalist agenda, because they want to destroy the nation states.
That's right. And it's demonic. And that's why you see any time a group of people or a person tries to flow in the opposite direction of that, all hell breaks loose. You literally can do anything you want on air if it's supporting a one world government and the liberal agenda that's actually demonic. But then if you do anything moving the other way, like they did on the show, everybody moves against it, because it's not the media that's behind it or the Illuminati. It's the devil that's in back of a one world agenda. But that's what we're called to do. The easy thing is to lay down and say, well, you take a lot of heat for doing that. But the Bible says, actually, that Antichrist spirit can't accomplish what it wants until he that's in the way is removed. And he's the church. So it's not optional, if you're a Christian, to stay quiet. We are anointed to resist and destroy that spirit. And God has an interest in seeing that destroyed. So God's not up in heaven saying, I wish people wouldn't be so political from the pulpit. God is looking for people like Dr. Summerall will do, and all the guys from before. Why America never caved. Preachers used to stand up and address that stuff because they understood it's not politics. It's the devil looking to institute an Antichrist government, and God doesn't want it done.
Which the same thing came against Jesus.
That's right.
So the Antichrist is Antichrist. The anti of the preacher of the gospel. You can't preach about the cross. You can't preach about repentance. You can't preach about the blood. You can't preach about the virgin birth. You can't preach about the resurrection. That's what is being said.
That's right. Because those things, when you preach them, change people's hearts. And if people get enough of the seed of the word of God in them, which is what happened in America in the last election, America still had enough of God in the people that they smelled a rat with Hillary Clinton. And even people that couldn't specifically put their finger on it just knew there's something about her that I remember hearing about in church when I was 5 years old, that's not right.
Sure.
And so that's why it's important for ministers to speak, because God, when you get the word of God in your heart, it automatically puts a resistance to anything that's of globalism.
Yeah. So, I mean, basically you have two options or three options. You don't vote, which actually, if you don't vote, you're voting Democrat.
That's right.
Or you vote Democrat, which if you vote Democrat, you're actually voting for the socialist agenda, because the Democratic Party has been taken over by total communism.
Right.
There's no question about it. And even though I have my problems with the Republican Party, that's the only devil that you have at this juncture.
Correct.
To hold the tide. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Because in actual fact, Trump is not actually a Democrat or Republican, he's a populist.
They both tried to stop him.
Correct. The Republicans hated him, Democrats hated him, the media hated him, the banking institutions hated him, the Christians hated him, but yet the American people loved him.
That's right.
And I believe actually he has more support now than he had when he was running.
Correct.
Even though you see the lies of the polls coming out, you know it's going to be a landslide. Right when we get back after the break, we're going to talk about what you can do as a Christian who believes in God, or a patriot that loves America.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this, from deep earth crystals between 7,000 to 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. MyoTru Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. It's best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
Rodney R. Brown, Revival Ministries in Nashville, Tampa, Florida, standing in the third hour here for Alex Jones. And anytime you can hear the theme music to Airwolf being played, that helicopter show from years ago, it sounds really great when you're coming into this segment. So you feel like we could do this thing. So great music there. You know, Jonathan and I are talking about what we can do as believers to stop what is taking place. We have to, number one, we have to pray. Number two, we have to vote. You have to. You have no choice. You must vote. If you don't, the illegals will. The dead people will. and then we'll lose our country. And then number three, right now, you have to get on the phone and call your congressman and your senator and tell them, stop the train. There's a slow train coming, but it must be stopped. If I was the president, I would send 100,000 troops to the borders without even a question. And if I needed to, you could thank God I'm not president. I'd occupy Mexico. I mean, we have to protect America. This is not right, not in any language. You see what's happened in Europe. You see what's happened in Germany. You see what's taking place in France. This is what they have planned. This is all funded by the United Nations. This is all the plan of the globalists to flood America, to break our borders. We cannot allow this, ladies and gentlemen. And I know you think that I'm not being too Christian. If you think that a Christian is rolling over and playing dead, then you must be smoking some bad weed. I just tell you, you need to get off that stuff they just legalized, because you have no clue what's coming. Because let me tell you, it's coming to a house near you. So, Jonathan, this is imperative. I mean, you see, what does it do when you see that mass of people coming? That's an invasion.
Yeah, and timed right for the midterm election. Anytime you see something that big happening, it's organized. And then, like you said, the pulpits have been so corrupted by seminaries, you hear people say stuff like, how can any Christian want to build a wall to keep people out? I don't see anywhere in the Bible where a wall is built. The whole book of Nehemiah is about God anointing a man to build a wall. Correct. To keep enemies out.
Correct. And heaven has gates.
Heaven has gates. Noah's Ark's door was sealed shut.
Correct.
Yeah. So people have made Christians feel like you're supposed to just lay down and take whatever happens, when really God wants us to dominate and bring his will into the earth. And if we don't do it, then there won't be a vacuum. Darkness moves in. But if we act, then we drive the darkness out. The other thing is people take verses about your kings and rulers and accepting who God has put in charge. That doesn't apply to our country, because we don't have kings. We don't have sovereign rulers. We have elected representative government. So Christians aren't supposed to see who is in charge. The whole thing was set up to put godly people. When wicked people are in charge, the nation suffers. When godly people are in charge, the nation rejoices. That's what the Bible says. And in our country, we have the opportunity to see to it that that happens.
So what would you say to any patriot or Christian watching right now, somebody that loves America, what would you say to them right now?
I would say two things. Number one, don't ever let the media, don't ever let the devil tell you how to interpret the Bible. Don't ever let the media make you feel bad for standing up for national sovereignty and that you're not a Christian. You know, that's not true. It's not even biblical. The church is called to fight against the Antichrist spirit. And so to be able to vote, like happened with the Trump-Hillary election, we don't have to have civil war. We have the opportunity to go and vote and make sure anybody that backs a one world government, even has a sniff of that on them, that you vote against them and don't let them take office. Because we're not some small minority of people trying to help. We are actually the majority in the nation that the media is convinced we're like, you know, 1% of the population, when really they can't move us. They thought they could beat us. They can't beat us. We're in charge, and we have to be responsible for our generation. What are we going to tell our kids if the Lord tarries? You know, I want to be able to tell them that we stood up and we did not let this foul spirit that's run through Europe and is trying to go through everywhere else, that it was not able to come through America.
Yeah, this basically is the last stand for freedom. So it's very, very important. You can see, as they put up on the screen there, what Christians should know about Antifa. These are not good situations. And Antifa is really around the world, but just with different names. Because you have to have these kind of people to come and stir up all the problems. And many people are intimidated by that, but it's time for people to stand up and say, no, absolutely not. Not on our watch. You're not going to have our schools. You're not going to have our universities. You're not going to have our government. These elected officials work for us. We don't work for them.
That's right.
We don't bow to them. They're not superstars, and they're not royalty. They have been put into office to do the will of the people.
That's
this
right.
is the government of the people, by the people, and for the people.
Amen.
And it's time for every person to hold every elected official accountable. So you need to pick up the phone. You need to call your congressman and your senator. And you need to tell them, no, 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 we are not tolerating. Stop the train. You know, President Trump was elected because one of the great lines of that election was build the wall. And something that was very interesting, right before the 2016 election, I had three Hispanic pastors in my office. So I didn't want to broach the subject to them, hey, what do you think about President Trump, you know. So I just, because I didn't know where they stood or politically or whatever. So I said to them, they're all from the central South Florida region. So I said to them, so what do you think about the upcoming election? And in their Spanish English, they said to me, build the wall. And I burst out laughing, but I understood because some of them had come from Venezuela. Some of them had come from Nicaragua. Some of them had come from some of the other countries that had had the problem. So they've seen all of that. They've seen all of that.
Right.
So it's very imperative. Florida has a very important election coming up in 2 weeks' time because we have either the communist mayor of Tallahassee. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Or Ron DeSantis. So people are going to, and I don't know much about this mayor, but apparently he wants to make Florida a sanctuary state, like California, which everybody's trying to leave California to move out of California to get somewhere else because of the high taxes and just everything.
Right. Interesting how pro-Palestine, anti-family, pro-open borders always go hand in hand because it's all Bible. And so anytime you see people going that way, don't ever let them make it. It has nothing to do with loving his, you know, my wife's Hispanic, 100%. It has nothing to do with not liking people from Mexico. It has to do with understanding if you have an open border, fentanyl and heroin is going to continue to drop 27 young people a weekend that they find on a ditch and have to sweep them up like they're trash. If you can't have an open border, it has nothing to do with liking or disliking an ethnic group. It's understanding it. It's an attempt to collapse the last bastion of freedom on planet Earth, and it's not going to happen.
No, not on our watch. So I want to encourage everybody watching or listening to the show today, you can do something. If you live in these 50 states of the United States of America, do not sit by and just say, you know, I'm just going to let the chips roll where it may. You need to make a difference, and you can make a difference by picking up the phone and getting a hold of your congressman, getting a hold of your senator, and letting them know in no uncertain terms, we are not going to tolerate this for one single moment. We are not going to tolerate it. This needs to be stopped. And, you know, these people obviously need help, but let me tell you, they've been displaced from where they come from. So, and somebody is fueling them. Somebody is driving the train on. I mean, you can't imagine the horrors of what they're going to have to go through. And they're being used as pawns. They're being used as puppets to push a political agenda. Call your congressman. Call your senator. And then pray. People are going to pray as never before that God would intervene as he has already, but in a greater way in a few days. And vote. Do not sit on your blessed assurance. It's time for your voice to be heard. And make your voice heard. We'll be right back after this break.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Rodney R. Brown, live from Tampa, Florida, Revival Ministries International, hosting the third hour here for Alex Jones. You know, as we went to the break, I pulled up Twitter and Kevin Shipp, who's former CIA, and he just tweeted this 11 minutes ago. He said, DNC globalist Soros operation pay a large group of immigrants to invade the United States border. When the military protects the border, provoke it to any action, they film it and they put it on CNN, and they film the children and the doctor and the doctors. You know, they put the pictures out. So it's really to push this whole thing. Look how bad we are, the poor children and whatever. Meanwhile, these people are being used as pawns and puppets. And then another tweet, this came out, actually Daryl Scott, who's an African-American pastor from Ohio. He said, so now the left-wing media is spinning this illegal immigrant caravan as a humanitarian crisis. Please stop. So, you know, people's voices are being heard here in the Twitter sphere. So, I mean, once you understand the globalist plan, then you can recognize the narrative.
Correct.
And so what people don't understand, the media is all under the control through Operation Mockingbird, which there's no doubt in my mind, and I'm not just picking on CNN. CNN is a CIA operation. It's no, not even a question.
Right.
And as far as NBC and ABC and all the other main, what I call the mainstream media, They're pushing a globalist agenda, a globalist propaganda. And it's 24-7, they bombard the American people. So many people can't see that. But once you understand what's behind it, then you can recognize it. What do you say to that?
I would echo exactly what you said. Then they can't pray. I feel like that's how they get Christians to lay down, is they're always trying to pray on their compassion. Jesus said, be as harmless as doves, but as wise as serpents. So you see through things, and that's what they want to do with this caravan. They want to create optics in a couple of days of the military, you know, using force and children crying as their parents get locked up, so that going into the midterms, they can get the whole country to hate Trump. That's the whole plan.
Yeah. Or you can see them pushing a violent narrative basically against the media, where Christians and conservatives and people that support Donald Trump will attack the media. Are you with me?
Right.
So you don't know if they're going to set up like a false flag type scenario where they'll actually have some people professing to be conservatives and Christians and then having them create the problem.
Sure.
Which, when in actual fact, there's no ways you and I are going to go anywhere
and
to
hurt
create
anybody.
A problem. We're not going to do anything.
Nope.
But we will defend ourselves and take care of ourselves. Are you with me? If the threat comes to us, we're going to take care of business.
My wife would. For me.
I know that. She's locked and loaded. But, I mean, I just saw Paul Joseph Watson's tweet, and he retweeted something here. He said, a Sky News reporter suggests only riots will stop Brexit. So what they're trying to do, it seems, and it's not just South Africa. You see it in Europe, England, and America.
Fighting.
They're trying to get everybody into a place of anarchy.
And that's where what we do is so key, as being, because when you're a Christian, they can't make you hate anybody. You know, even the people that I vehemently disagree with politically, I pray for them every day that they get saved. So you can't hate somebody as a Christian. That's why anytime they try to show that, like Christians hate, you know, people of a different race or people that are on the opposite political spectrum, it's not true, and they can't get it to happen.
So people, ministers watching right now say, well, what is going to be the solution? The only solution I know is the preaching of the gospel.
Correct.
And it's not just about Sunday mornings. We have to train our people on a daily basis to win the lost and to go out and share Jesus. Because there are certain other groups that are vehement in their drive to proselytize, and they're going ahead, and the Christians don't want to offend, so they back right off. But people are hungry. What have you found in the inner city?
Oh, people are the hungriest I've ever seen them. You know, you would think if you set up a stage in the inner city and you've got every kind of religious group there, atheist, you would think if you opened up a Bible and started telling people about Jesus, it would be like the news wants you to think people are. You'd start having things thrown at you and cursed at. And it's actually the exact opposite. That you have people listen with hungry hearts and receive the word of God. And that's the thing I would add, is for there's probably no better educated group of people than the people watching InfoWars as far as what's going on globally. When you see that and you don't know the Lord, you would be on antidepressants. It would be the most fearful thing. But the Bible says when you see these things begin to happen, look up, for your redemption's drawn nigh. When you see things this close to a one-world government, just like the Bible said, and everybody lining up to attack Israel for the Battle of Armageddon, just like the Bible said, if there was ever an hour to know you're right with God, it's now. And I feel like people know that on the inside of them. This is not a time to be lukewarm or whatever made you distant from God or walk away from church. This is a time to draw close to God, and then not only will you make heaven, God will use you to be a wrecking ball to everything the devil wants done.
Now, on the same side, you've got the Christians that are inactive because they say, well, it doesn't really matter. God's going to come take us out of here anyway, which obviously we know that our home is in heaven. We understand that, and that Jesus is coming for the saints. However, we are here to occupy till he comes.
That's right.
So because he's coming to get us, doesn't mean we sit back and just sit and wait until he comes. Jesus is not coming on a rescue mission.
No.
He's coming back for a victorious church, a glorious church, a bold church, a radical church.
That's right.
A church on fire, a church taking territory. And as you said earlier in the previous segment, that we are the restraining force in the earth today by the power of the Holy Spirit. So this is so imperative that people understand that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. The gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's the doctrine that Satan loves the most. It's like everything's already been decided. There's nothing you can do. Jesus said two different times, Matthew 16:18 and Matthew 18:18, whatever you permit on earth, I'll permit in heaven. Whatever you forbid on earth, I'll forbid in heaven. We didn't have Donald Trump in the office just because we all got out and voted. I never saw the church wake up and pray like before that election in 2016. And there were visible results from our prayers. We don't pray to accept what's happening. There's things you pray for and there's things you pray against. And God gave us the power to go beyond the realm of politics and pray that God's divine intervention would be done and break what the devil wants done in the nation.
Yeah, correct. You know, right now, we just started, yesterday started our conference here called Surge. It's a ministers and leaders conference. People come from all over. And so we have Bible school that meets at 9 o'clock. So from the 9 o'clock hour just before before 10, we are praying every single day. And I just said, we're going to focus just on America. You know, this hour every morning, then the meeting starts at 10, meeting at 7 o'clock every night. And then also we plan to have special prayer meetings before the elections, before this November election, because it's so critical right now. And one of the things that I'm praying, that God open people's eyes. I think that's what we saw with the Kavanaugh situation, because the whole Democratic rhetoric was cased where they couldn't really see, but they actually saw the vitriol. They saw the anger. They basically saw it made manifest. And I think it shocked people. I've been watching interviews of people just say, I can't even believe it. Even ladies were just blown away. How you could just take a person, obviously that poor woman's been totally wrecked in, you know, there's no telling what abuse she went through. But I know what they do with MK Ultra. I know all the background to that whole thing. So they take somebody and put them through the ring and then use them as a puppet, which you don't see the media talking anything about it now. It was all before the case. Are you with me? You cannot bring allegation against somebody with no evidence.
Yeah, no question.
It's impossible. That's not how the system works.
No.
So it's imperative for people to wake up, and I feel the American people are waking up. So I want to encourage the Christians that are watching to pray. Somebody said, well, I'm watching. I'm not a Christian. And I don't even know why Alex has you on here. Look, I'm just doing my job. I'm a watchman on the wall. And you might not like everything that we say, but I'm not really here to be liked. We're here to get a job done. I'm a missionary. God called me as a missionary to America. And we came here 30 years ago. I landed with $300. We know that the only hope for America is another great awakening. We know the only hope for America is like what took place in the 1700s and the 1800s. The only hope for America is Jesus and people's hearts being turned around and people coming back to the Lord. There's no question about it. And if you're watching today and you've never given your life to the Lord, you need to surrender to Him. Somebody said, I don't believe in that. That's fine. You will meet Him. And you might meet Him sooner than you can even realize. So it's better that you're here right now and just say, Lord, I surrender my life to You. When we come back in the next segment, in the fourth hour, we're going to have Chris Ann Hall, constitutional attorney, and we're going to talk about some things pertinent to America, the Constitution, and this upcoming election. So tell your friends to tune in. The fourth hour coming up shortly.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.